Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
1, 2, 3.
Did you ever have a famous day when you're falling in love?
It's time again for the Story Pirates podcast. I'm your host, Lee.
And I'm Peter.
Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into radio plays. We're putting some of our favorites on this podcast.
That is all factually accurate.
Story. Peter. What is today's story?
Well, our story was written by a then kindergartner from Radburn, New Jersey. His name is Miller Ox, and Miller's story is called Chris Foxerson's Famous Day.
Great title.
Right?
Let's hear the original story that Miller sent in to us before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation.
Lee, read away.
Here it is. There is this guy named Chris Foxerson. He's famous for coming back to life in the ocean after a wave had washed him away. He's also famous for jumping on cars and confusing the drivers by switching traffic lights from green to yellow to red. People are so excited to see him that they let him jump on their cars. He also might let you jump on his car too. Also, he's a fox. He travels to the beach and also underground. People see him and ask him to dive through their car windows and jump on their cars. Chris Foxerson is orange and blue with a really long nose. He has one giant monocle on his right eye. He's a lot furrier than you'd think. He once had a concussion from hitting his head on a rock. Chris Foxerson loves being famous. In the world that he lives in, the more famous celebrities like him make less money. Chris Foxerson will come back to life in the sea 1,200 billion times to stay famous.
Whoa.
The end.
Lee, people will do anything to be famous sometimes.
Even in a world in which you make less money, the more famous you are.
Fame. Fame.
It's confusing.
Fame. Well, I really want to hear our adaptation of that story now.
Here we go. From kindergartner Miller Ox from Radburn, New Jersey, Chris Foxerson's Famous Day.
Once upon a time, there was a guy. He was a special kind of guy, one of those famous types. His name was Chris Foxerson. Also, he's a fox. And also, I'm Chris Foxerson, and I love my famous life.
There he is. There's that Chris Foxerson. He's blue and orange and wears a monocle.
What a fox. You know, I remember the day he became famous, that day on the beach long ago.
Long ago, long ago,
long ago.
Flashback to where it all began. It was one of those nights, the dark and stormy kind. The waves crashed upon the beach all cool-like. I was hanging out by the water, staring out into the dark night like cool guys do.
Hey, what are you doing? It's a storm. You're gonna get washed away.
Relax, lifeguard. Be cool. Whoa!
Ah! I was right. You got swept out to sea.
Yep. He was right, and I was swept away that night.
Oh gosh, I'll get someone more qualified to save you!
Submerged in that cool water, I knew I had a choice. I could perish here, or I could survive, and probably become super famous for it. I took a cool second to think, and then I lived.
We are standing here at the water's edge with Chris Foxerson, who has just miraculously survived the crashing waves of the ocean. Chris, you are famous now. What do you think about that?
I think it's cool.
We love you, Chris.
Also, I'm a fox.
Yes, you are.
I love my famous life. Soon, I found myself addicted to the fame. I was doing all sorts of cool stuff, like changing traffic lights from red to yellow to green, which sometimes led to...
Oh, man! Truck driver fender bender!
Chris Foxerson just changed that stoplight from red to yellow to green.
Chris Foxerson? I love that guy!
I know! My truck is totaled. I'm not even mad.
I love you, Chris!
Be good, guys. Stay real.
Man, that was awesome. Should we call the police, report this accident, and wait for them to arrive before leaving the scene?
Yes, that is the right thing to do.
Great.
But I didn't just mess with traffic signals for fame. Soon, I was jumping on cars.
There he is! There's Chris Foxerson!
He's jumping from that Prius to that Bonneville.
Now both of those cars are so damaged.
We love you, Chris!
Also, I'm a fox.
We know that! Jump on my Jeep Wrangler! Yay!
Jump on my Jeep Wrangler.
Yay! So damaged!
Got a blast, ladies. Be good.
We love you, Chris.
Also, I'm a fox.
We know.
Okay, sorry. Yep. Anyway, being famous became my favorite thing. I liked it even more than traveling to the beach, which is also something that I do. Sometimes I find myself back at that beach, thinking about that night. I survived the waves and became famous.
Oh, hey, it's me, the lifeguard. Chris Foxerson, I know you have a famous life and all, but stay away from this beach. You'll get swept away again, and I'm still not qualified to save you.
Let me tell you something, lifeguard. Being famous is my life, and I love it. If I have to get swept away by these waves 1,200 billion times to stay famous, that's what I'm gonna do.
That seems so illogical.
I'm a lot furrier than you think.
Oh my gosh, I'll get help. Why do I work here?
But that night, when I jumped, it wasn't so cool. I hit my head on a rock, and I got a concussion. Somehow, I came to and survived yet again.
We are here once again with Chris Foxerson, who has cemented his fame by jumping into the water and being swept away by waves again. Chris Foxerson, how are you feeling?
Furry. Furrier than you think.
Chris, we love you, but we're concerned.
We hope you're okay, Chris.
Also, I'm a fox.
We know, Chris. We know.
I'm a fox.
Oh, Chris.
I'm a fox.
This guy's got issues.
I'm a fox. Oh, thanks. I needed that. Anyway, from that day on, it was always the same. Changing traffic lights, jumping on cars, getting swept away. Anything to stay in the spotlight.
Oh, Chris Foxerson, it's me, the lifeguard. You don't have to do this anymore.
There's nothing left for me out there. When I'm in those waves, I'm somebody. I'm cool.
Okay, fine. I don't want to argue. I'm just not good in a crisis.
Before I go, one more thing.
What? What is it?
Also, I'm a fox.
I know! I need a new job! The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Miller Ox.
Hi, Miller.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Can you tell me where you are right now?
I'm at home.
And where do you live?
I live in Fairlawn, New Jersey.
And what grade are you in?
I'm going into first grade.
So you wrote the story, Chris Foxerson's Famous Day?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And you wrote it when you were in kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
How did you get the idea for that story?
Well, I was thinking of a character, and then, like, all I could think about was Chris Foxerson, and then I just came up with him.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I was just thinking of a name for my character, and then that came up in my mind.
Do you like foxes?
Yeah.
Would you say foxes are your favorite animal?
They're one of my favorite animals.
Have you ever seen a real fox?
In a video I have.
Oh, really? Like a video from YouTube, or...
My best friend's mom sent me a video.
Of a fox?
Yeah, in their backyard.
Whoa, really? In New Jersey?
Yeah.
They have foxes in New Jersey?
There's also coyotes in the park.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen one?
No.
What would you do if you saw a coyote?
Well, someone told me a story about, like, them shining a flashlight on the coyote and they just ran away, so I would do that.
That's a good idea. I would be scared if I saw a coyote, but I'm afraid that if I saw one, I wouldn't know if it was a dog or a coyote. Do you think it'd be easy to tell the difference between a dog and a coyote?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I would like to see a fox, though. I like foxes' tails. What do you like about foxes?
I like that they have a good sense of hearing and a good sense of smell, and they're, like, good hunters.
What do they eat?
They eat, like, mice and stuff.
Wow. I bet you have to be a pretty good hunter to eat mice, because they're tiny. I mean, like, how do you catch a mouse?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to move pretty fast. And, like, a cat has, like, long paws, but I feel like foxes, they don't have really long legs, do they?
Yeah.
They just have to do it all with their mouths.
Yeah.
Do you write a lot of stories, Miller?
Yeah.
Do you write a lot for school or do you write on your own?
I write a lot for school.
What's your favorite part about school?
My favorite part about school is writing.
Really? Like writing your own stories?
Yeah.
What other things have you written?
I've written like other stories about different things. Each nice. Time they're about different things.
Do you have any advice for kids out there who are trying to write a story of their own but don't know how to start?
Just think of a character and send it to Story Pirates.
But do you ever sit there and you're trying to think of a character and nothing comes to you?
Yeah.
And what do you do then? How do you get inspired?
I, like, take other things and, like, make them into new characters.
Could you make up a character for me right now? Like, if you were about to write a brand new story right now, who would you write it about? Who would your character be?
It would be about Word Wackadoodle.
How did you think of that?
Well, I was sitting here and then I just saw a bag with words on it and then it was just like, oh, I just
wackadoodle.
Thought of that.
And is a wackadoodle, do you think it's a person or an animal or a thing?
It's made of words.
It's a creature made of words. That's a great character, Miller. What else are you doing for the summer?
I went to Belize this summer.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you do there?
I played at the beach because I lived right on the beach.
Oh, man. Do you think it's a good place to go on vacation? Would you recommend that other people go there?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, Miller, thanks for talking to me. And thanks for letting us perform your story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye, Miller.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to SiriusXM Radio. Story Pirates is live in New York City's Broadway Theater District, and your kids can be the star of the show. All you need to do is send us a story, and we'll find a time to perform it for you and your friends and family. Our new home at the beautiful Davenport Theater features new stories nearly every Saturday, and we bring the kid authors up on stage after the show for a live interview. If you live in New York or are planning a trip, come see us. And yes, we host big groups too. We also have regular shows in and around Los Angeles, including After Dark shows at the Golden Road Brewery. Our national tour includes stops in Florida, Pennsylvania, and a whole lot more this season. Check it out on storypirates.org for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do.
Practice, practice, practice. No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.